In Beijing, the Chinese government has launched a major crackdown on dissent to coincide with this week's 25th anniversary of the bloodshed in and around Tiananmen Square. Among the perceived troublemakers who've been taken away is the Australian artist Guo Jian, whose crime seems to have been giving interviews about the subject to the ABC and others. On mainland China, public discussion of the 4th of June 1989, when the People's Liberation Army fired on its own people to clear protesters from the square, is simply not allowed. But on Foreign Correspondent tonight, former Australian embassy staff speak of how they smuggled out TV footage, harboured dissidents and gathered military intelligence before destroying secret equipment and documents as they prepared to evacuate the embassy. China correspondent Stephen McDonald reports.
In theory, diplomats are seen as impartial observers when posted to a country. But Australia's embassy staff in Beijing during the bloody crackdown of June 1989 didn't merely stand and watch from afar. When soldiers moved to clear Tiananmen Square of protesting students, embassy staff collected intelligence on the force building to remove the protesters. For tonight's foreign correspondent, they told of how they watched as students were killed and the army was attacked in angry retaliation. In China this week, all public discussion of these events is being shut down. That was also the response immediately after the military assault on unarmed civilians on the 3rd and 4th of June, 25 years ago. Gregson Edwards was media officer at the embassy. He helped international news organisations smuggle their footage out of the country.
I had diplomatic cover, of course, and fortuitously, I'd lost a great deal of weight by going to the gym. And I had the suit which had been made for me before that. It was a double-breasted pinstripe suit, and it was ideal for taping the cassettes of videotape to my body or putting them inside my shirt and buttoning it up and then going straight out through the customs and immigration barrier out to the little pod, the departure lounge, and then accosting people who I thought looked like they'd be brave enough to take this handful of cassettes down to Hong Kong and look for someone waving a sign saying Western Television.
Taiwanese singer Ho Dejian had sided with the students and was in great danger. He snuck into the embassy to be kept alive with the help of his friend Nick Jose, Australia's cultural councillor in Beijing.
There was discussion of what was happening with the ambassador, with other senior diplomats, and it was decided that this was worth doing.
That Australia would get him out.
Well, that Australia would give him refuge.
It became too dangerous in Beijing and the embassy was evacuated of all but a handful of staff. But first, secret decoding equipment had to be smashed and sensitive documents destroyed. Kerry Costanzo was a stenographer.
We had to burn as much documentation, smash as much communications equipment and other things that needed to be got rid of.
And relations between Canberra and Beijing will again be tested in the coming days, with Beijing-based Australian artist Guo Jian taken away by security officials for daring to speak about history. This is Stephen McDonnell in Beijing for AM.
And you can see more of that story on Foreign Correspondent tonight on ABC1 at 8 p.m.